Ba'amor, the Ramban, all on.
It was only from the. And Rav Huna Amar Kuhuna Amil Tnei Misha Amar Agada. Rav Huna says no, that the matzah and the mara and the charoset also only have to be in front of the Amar Agada. Okay, they also only have to be in front of the Amar Agada, and you don't have to all have that. But also Rav Huna, that's what we do, right? We don't all do. I don't know whatever. Okay, so fine. So that's the matzah. Does every person have to have a seder plate? Okay, we'll call it a seder. The Gemara says, okay. Does everyone have to have it? No, it's just for the Omer HaGadah. Every Akiras HaShulchan is only necessary. Okay, Rashi. So apparently it seems, I'm going to say from here, so apparently it's not that every activity of the group. So you can skip
this. It's not recording.
Okay. Focus on that. It's like this. So that's my focus. It's kuftas of amazing stuff. Do you have to have the shulchan in front of everybody, or only in front of the Omer HaGadah? Okay, but the matzah mara and the chorosos. But everyone agrees they only have to do a kiras shulchan in front of the Omer HaGadah. So saying the Omer HaGadah, apparently it's an idea. It's not just that each guy does his own sipur, but there's an idea of like the group's involvement, and they do it as a group. And you have one guy who's a designated reader, or a designated Omer HaGadah, or the Oseh HaSeder. And everyone's involved in his through him. Good question. Does it work? It's a good question. Does it work through Shamei Kohona? Or you could argue it's not Shamei Kohona, but it's like Zimun. Zimun doesn't work through Shamei Kohona, right? It's a Rashi. It's Rashi that says that by Zimun. It's the bracha of all of them. It's a group bracha. It's not like Shamei Kohona would mean like each guy saying on his own. No, it's a group bracha. So they're playing the role. He's playing the role of the bencher, and they're playing the role of the listeners, and they say Amen. So I mean, you could argue that by Sipur also, Sipur means someone is telling someone. So it's not like Shemei Kohuna would mean like everyone's telling it, but it's not everyone's telling it. Sipur has two parties. It has the speaker and the listener. That's just the nature of Sipur. Otherwise, you're just doing an individual Sipur, but that's like a lower level of Sipur. The better level of Sipur is where you have one guy telling a child or someone else who doesn't know, or, you know. So it seems, for whatever reason, why the Shemei Kohana, you know Shemei Kohana. I mean, it seems Sipur definitely. I don't think Shemei Kohana. Like, if you're, let's say the Sipur, you're actually telling the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. I don't think there's an idea of Shemei Kohana. I mean, the idea is somebody telling someone. You could argue in the Haggadah, there's a din of like Kriyas Haggadah. Because, like, you know, there's like a text, it seems. So that, you could argue that there's a din of Shemei Kohana in that. You know, I mean, maybe. I mean, the question is how that works. But whatever it is, definitely it seems that you don't want to add. You suppose the way they add it, and this is the way it should be, is there's an Omer HaGadah. There is a phenomenon of Omer HaGadah. That's the whole premise of this Gemara, isn't it? And who has the Seder plate? Who do you do Kiyas Shofan? Everyone or just Omer HaGadah? So there's such a guy called Omer HaGadah. Seems so. I mean, if everyone's Omer HaGadah, then what does it mean, Omer HaGadah? The guy who says that out loud and everyone says it quietly, what's the difference? Then everyone's saying that HaGadah. Seems that way. Okay. Fine. So you only have to. Only he has to do it. So why does only he have to do Kiyas Shofan? We don't know exactly yet. But that's what it's saying. Okay. So let's see Rashbam. Rashbam is a little more here, right? So Matzlof Mekalecha Bechad Minuk Shelohem. Okay. So he talks over here. Minuk Shelohem Hayel Hasev Alamitas. Hayel Shofan Mekalecha Bechad. So they used to do is they used to lean on these beds, and they had a shulchan. Each guy had a private shulchan. Hilkaf Tzarek Matzah Umar of Mekalecha Bechad Al Shulchana. Therefore. All important, therefore, you need a matzah mar in front of each guy on his table. Okay? Somehow I missed the therefore, though, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, but.
Okay. Obviously, if you're leaning on something, you're going to need your own plate.
Yeah, well, you need a matzah mar. Still, right? Abol adidon ain't zarach. Ki im lufneim yisho sa'zeder. Uyachalik halacha matzah mar. But since we have one table, so therefore, it's enough just to have it in front of those who say there, and he'll give it out to everybody. Yeah, and back then, why couldn't he just have it and he'll give it out to everybody? What's the difference? I mean, what's pshat here?
Because they have their own tables.
Yeah, what does that have to do with having your own tables? I mean, the tables presumably were next to each other. I don't think they were all different sides of the room. I mean, you can have a big table nowadays, and you can have small tables, private ones, right next to each other. So what is he saying, therefore... Okay, maybe let's leave the question. But that, right, I mean, it doesn't add up. There's something missing here in the Rashbam. He's kind of assuming you'll understand what he's talking about, but, I mean, you have to fill in the blanks here. Okay? You have to fill in the blanks. And it's not so simple, because Tosus tries to give a reason, it's definitely not the Rashbam's reason. So, I mean, it's not so simple here. Okay, fine. So that's one problem. Then he says, Ve'in oker es ha-shulchan, right? Shemitzvah hilakar es ha-shulchan, kedil kamar, kedil ha-ve'ker el-tiyakar. So, it's a mitzvah, basically, to remove the table. Okay, so that it will be a hacker for the kids. Okay, you know what? Let's not go further, okay? Because further is going to get into, we'll get to this. Okay, we'll get to this, but let's not do it yet. The question is what constitutes removing the shulchan? The nowadays version of the removing the shulchan and the then day version of that. Okay, but that's a different question of what does seal shulchan mean? Okay, so for now the question is who do you have to have? It seems like everyone agrees you only have to seal the shulchan in front of the Amar Gada, but in the Matzah and Marar, it seems like that's the Machlokas. That is the Machlokas. Okay. Fine. So I guess that's the fact. I mean, it'll do Tosus, but for starters, right. Right, I mean, that's the question. What do you have to have in front of you? I mean, he'll give it to you. Right, why should everyone have to have it in front of you? I mean, I told you, that probably makes it sound like simple. Of course, everyone has to have it. But why? Okay, so let's take the first step. I think it's going to be the first step. The first step is, what's the reason? What's the Rosh Hashanah's taking, assuming you know something here? But I think it's like you see, like for instance, saying I got the Yachol Meirash Kodesh, Tamal Rei Maru, Yivim Al Yachol Lev Yom, Tamal Lom Bar Vorzat, Bar Vorzat Lo Amarti El B'Shal Sheish Matzah Mar Menachem Mufanecha. Right, so the mitzvah of Sipur is B'Shal Sheish Matzah Mar Menachem Mufanecha. So apparently, part of the mitzvah of Sipur is that there's a Matzah Mar Menachem Mufanecha. The Sipur isn't just some abstract story that's being told, but it's related to specific mitzvahs halayla, to the matzah omar, which are munachim lefanav ala shulchan. I wouldn't mean munachim lefanach, I wouldn't mean they're played funny. It means there's a shulchan, there's a phenomenon in a suda, there's a phenomenon of a shulchan, and on the shulchan, this shulchan, there's matzah omar. And the halacha is that the sipur must be related to matzah omar. It must be al matzah omar, right? And the sipur has to be where the matzah omar before is at. So, I mean, part of the sipur is, Where's that? Part of the seaport involves the matzah. That's what you said, like matzah. So part of the seaport involves, and that's the idea of the Seder plate. The Seder plate is there for your market. The market is on the matzah mara. So therefore, what's the Rashbam saying? That being the case, if I don't have a table, so where's the matzah mara? We're not going to find it. Whereas if you have nowadays, if we're all sitting at one big table, so now there's matzah mara on that table. So it's munach l'mafana. It's munach l'mafana. Everybody has a table. It's one big table. Everybody's table. I mean, obviously one part of the table, but apparently it's all one table. It's all one table. So it's munach l'mafana through the vehicle of the shulchan. That's what makes it munach l'mafana. But back in the day where everybody had their own table, so Roshimi's point, so it has to be before each and every person. Right? Sounds good. Makes sense, right? Makes sense. Otherwise, how's it l'mafana? Right? Okay, good. That's a good argument. So that's the one Rashbam explains. So what's the other argument to say that it doesn't have to be enough in front of? Say that it doesn't have to be in front of each. I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be in front of every guy. It's enough to be in front of one guy, in front of the Omer Agada. We're missing another question. So why is it that only one guy has to be able to the shulchan? Why is it only one guy has to be able to the shulchan?
Okay, so what?
To remove this table.
Oh.
Why is that only one guy? So if you tell me a matzah mara before each guy, so why is that? That only one guy has to be look at the shulchan. Main guy. I mean, the thing is, in order for there to be a kerotim okas, so you're saying that you have to, part of the sipur must be to invoke the sheil saban. So one guy, the guy who's the leader, the guy who's the active, Maragada, so he removes the table, and that's what's going on here. And he'll say, well, we're about to be involved in Sipur, so he's the guy who's speaking, he's the speaker, he's the guy, so that will bring about a Kelti Nagas. Right, that makes sense. So everyone has to have tables, because everyone has to have, but only he has to have, should remove the Shulchan, because he's the one who's doing, I guess, the Maisa Sipur. Right? He's the one who's going to remove it to invoke the Sheh, right? To invoke the Sheh Saban. That makes sense, right?
He's the only one that has.
Right, I mean, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the other argument, right? So that's how it's good, right? That everyone has to, everyone has to have Masamar Mafanacha, their own involved in Sipur. But they're not actively involved in Sipur, unless he's the one who's actively involved in it. And therefore he's the one who's answering the Ben, who's causing the Ben to ask. He's the one who's doing that. Okay? That's good. So what's the other side who says that really only the Omar Agadda has to have Masamar altogether? Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not, I guess. Just to pull things together here. Is that in simple form, is the Masamar Mafanacha a Kiyam, is it a din in the Maisa Sipur or the Kiyam Sipur? Okay? Because if you'll ask me, who's Chayiv in the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Everyone's Chayiv in the Mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? But who does the Maisa of Sipur? And the Sipur is accomplished through the active participant and the passive participants. The Omar Agada is the active participant. He's doing the Maisa of Sipur. But they're involved because Sipur, telling a story, has two participants. And they're both involved actively and passively. Okay? And the question is, so they both have a Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but only one guy is doing the Maisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it was the din of Matsumar Manachal Fanecha, a din in the Maisa of Sipur. Just like for the Maisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to have Silak HaShulchan to invoke Sheyas Aben. That's part of how you do the action of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another part of how you do the action of Maisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that you have Masa Marmol Fanecha while you're doing the Maisa. So the Maisa is related to this Chatsa in front of you. That's the Masa Marmol Fanecha. It's a din in the Maisa. The Maisa of Masa of Sipur must be related to these Chatsa. Okay? Or do you say no? That it's not, that it's a din in the Kiyum Sipur. That you have a Kiyum Sipur, there's a Mitzvah Sipur, so I am. So in the one, if you had to have that Kiyum, you must have Matzah Mar Malach Banacha. Your Kiyum, your involvement in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim must be tied in with Matzah Mar. Like you said, like this, every guy is experiencing the Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, so therefore they're all involved in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, but not doing it in an active form, but they're all involved in Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So it's a din, the key of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim must be accompanied with the Matzah Mar Malach. So if that's the case, then everybody's going to have to do it. Then everybody's going to have to for the fun. You know what I mean? That's what we all do, right? Yeah, I'm just mentioning is that it seems from the pasuk, the limud is, Bavur Zah, so Hashem believes it's even Mitzrayim. Bavur Zah, what does it mean Bavur Zah? Because of this. What's this? What is this? So this indicates that the guy who's talking has something in front of him that he's pointing to. So it sounds like Bavur Zah must be the Masa Moros, but I'm a So that sounds like it's then in the Maisa. But the guy who's doing the Maisa is saying Bavur Zah. Part of the illustration, part of the action is you're pointing to this thing. So that would seem to indicate like that position, but I mean it's hard to prove it. I mean, you could say like it also has it, you know. So it becomes a din in the case, you know. Oh, but everyone agrees apparently that the din of Silak HaShulchan, that's a part of the Maisa of Amir Sagan. That's part of the Maisa of Sipur. It's part of the Maisa of Sipur. The Maisa of Sipur is when you're telling over the story to the Ben, do it in a way that will evoke Sheyas Aben. You know, I mean, it's not a key. It's part of the Kiyum is that I have to. What kind of, why should my Kiyum need to be dependent on me removing my Shulchan? What's my Shulchan? The action has no significance. The action has significance for the guy telling the story to trying to evoke Sheyas Aben. Right, but the Maravatzavam of Alecha, you could say, is good significance for everybody because everybody's involved in the Sipur. Everybody's involved in the Sipur, so. Internally, they're all involved in Sipur, so they should all have the Maravasamara. Right? I mean, it's good. Why that's why everyone agrees with regard to the Kiyas Shama. Only Machlokas is the Befarat. Oh, but the Rashbam says, that if, for instance, you have one table, so then, of course, then one guy, then everyone's going to agree only, because then the Kiyam is that it's Befarat, for everybody. And so he says, and then, how's everybody going to eat it? So the guy will give it out. In other words, he's showing you has nothing to do. You'll see that Rashbam in that, in those few words, I think, is excluding the Tosfos of Pshat. Because he's saying it has nothing to do with the fact that everybody has to have it accessible to them. So don't do with that. And if you give it out, it's not because of that. So it's not because of the fact that it has to be accessible. If it's accessible, it wouldn't matter nowadays, those days. It's accessible, everyone has to have it. But he's saying it's nothing to do with accessibility. It has to do with the idea that it has to be befarat. It's a concept of befarat. Like, lefnei kalacha be'echad doesn't mean practically it's in my grasp. I guess that's his point. Lefnei kalach abecha, it sounds like it means in front of, literally, in your, like in your grasp. He said, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean in front of you, in your grasp. It means halachically it's befanav. What's the vehicle of befanav? It's not through inches, it's through the shulchan. Shulchan is the entity. So it doesn't matter if it's a big shulchan, it doesn't matter. It's befanav, and so through the vehicle of the shulchan. You know? It's something to do with accessibility, per se. It's a conceptual idea of befanav. Okay? Okay, so you say you have one Omer HaGad, right? So this is a different svara. Different svara. I saw my notes from years ago, I had a different svara. So the thing is like this. If you have one Omer HaGad, right? And then you have the other guys. Okay? So how does it work? How does it work? Right, I'm not saying HaGad. So how am I Yotze? So you could argue, there's two ways to say it. You could say that Sipur is a group activity. It's a group. It's an activity of a group. It's not an activity of an individual. Okay, it's an activity of a group. Okay, that's one way to say it. Or you could say no, it is an activity of the individual. So it's an individual activity, but the individual could be doing different things. And one way an individual could do Sipur is through speaking. Another way an individual could do it is through listening to Sipur. That's also a way to be involved. So practically, it involves a group. It's true. Practically, it involves other people. But essentially, it's an individualistic performance, Sipur. You know, just you could have different ways, there's different methods of doing the performance. Or you say, no, the nature of the gavra of Sipur is the group. Okay, it's not, the people are just, you're involved through the group. The gavra of Sipur is the group. Or you say, no, the gavra is the yachid, it's just that, it's like, so to speak, the maisa of the yachid involves the group. But the gavra, each guy is his own guy. You go, yeah. So what's the difference? Sound they're very similar. Very similar. What's the difference? The difference is going to be is in terms of matzah mara lefnei kalach abecha. Because if you say the halacha is that the group, the gavra is the group, so then you only need one matzah mara in front of the group. Once in front of one person in the group, the group will be represented by the main guy. So you don't say each guy. Let's say the kiyum sipur demands it, but it's one kiyum sipur because it's the sipur of the group. It's a group. So you have one matzah mara by the leader of the group. So now the sipur relates to the entire group because it's through the leader, right? But if you say that really that there's an individual, a sipur is the gavra, is each individual's own gavra, so now each guy is going to need his own matzah mara, but not lefanav. We're assuming it's in the key of sipur, the key of sipur relates to the individual, so each guy is going to have his own matzah mara, but not lefanav. Because he has his own key of sipur, and each guy says, right? Right. Right. That, but so because matzah mara is then in the key, and in the Kiyam Sipur. So the question is it one Kiyam Sipur? Is it all the Kiyam? Is it a group Kiyam? You know, is it many Kiyam Sipur? But in terms of the Kiyas HaShokhan, that's definitely, that also is a Din in the Maisa. That's a Din in the Maisa Sipur. That he'll agree is a Din in the Maisa Sipur. So therefore, it's only the guy who's doing it. Whether you say it's of the group or you say it's of each individual, but it's only the individual who's involved in the action of speaking is the one who has to have the you know, do it for Kiyas HaShokhan. I mean, so that he'll agree. That's Din in the Maisa Sipur. Question is doing two svaras. Is going to the first svar? The question is the matzah mara lefanav, is that it did in the ma'aseh sipur or did in the kiyum sipur? The second svar is saying everybody is in the kiyum sipur. But the question is the kiyum sipur one kiyum sipur of a group? So then you only need one matzah mara. Or do you say no? It's each individual has their own kiyum sipur. So then so that's the case. And each guy is going to need his own matzah mara. Okay, I don't know. I think I like the first stuff, sorry about it, but it's. I'm just throwing it out there, because it's another way to go. It could be developed further, what the basis would be, whether you say it's a group activity, the gavra is the group or the gavra is the yachid. Yeah. It's true, and it's good. Okay, well, I think I like the first story better, but what, you know, I'm going to want two stories. You know, two possible stories. Okay, fine. So let's go further. Okay, right? Are we good? So let's see. So I think we'll do now is Tosfos. Okay? And I don't really have a good as of yet I don't have a good sweet start for Tosfos. I'm hoping I'll get one by tomorrow, but I had a good one, but it fell apart. Okay, but we'll see what happens. Okay, but it's a good problem. Okay, so it's like this. It's Tosfos is Matzal Megalacha Mara. Okay? Nira. the time. I mean, this is a big problem. Is what's the reason for this whole thing? I mean, the sugya doesn't really explain the reason. No one explains any of the reasons. It just says, do you need mar in front of you? Matzah in front of each guy or not? Right? So you have to, like Rosh Hashanah, have to go fishing for reasons. It doesn't tell you anything. So Tosus comes up with a totally different reason. Okay? Kedei sheyitom tekef lebracha miyad. Why does each guy have to have their own Seder plate, their own matzah mar? So that you'll be able to taste the matzah immediately, right after he says the bracha. Which bracha? Moshe Avon Aretz, Achaz Matzah. It's both. Right? Shatiyanu. Right? We say Achaz. Right, both, or Mara, whatever. Miyad. You have to see, because you have to taste right away, immediately. So you have to have the matzah mar in front of you, so that you'll be directly, immediately. By the way, you notice this is going to be whether you have one table or two tables. It's against the Rashbam. Doesn't matter whether you have one table or two tables. It's a big table. You're still going to have it in front of you. Right? And fine. So he says, why? Why do you have to do it immediately? Right? Is that what we do every Shabbos? Do you hear that? I mean, every Shabbos you make a bracha. And then you pass the lechal around the table. He says, kivon shezosa bracha hi l'shem chova. Because this bracha is l'shem chova. Avo b'shayim osa shana de'ina bracha chova. Right? But the rest of the year, the bracha is not a chova. Ein zorek letom tekef. Lebracha miyad. So since the rest of the year it's not a bracha, you make a motzi at your regular Shabbos table, the bracha isn't a chova, in some sense. Okay, so therefore, you don't have to do a tekef. Then, as long as there's no real hafsik, apparently there's no hafsik, and passing it around isn't really hafsik. But tekef means like immediately. Right, like tekef, smicha gul tefillah, it's like tekef, it's immediately. Right, miyad, tekef, miyad, instant, right? So really be right there. So it's so saying when the bracha is l'shem chova, so then it has to be immediately. So therefore, everyone has to have the, you know, the bread right there. But when during the rest of the year where it's not a l'shem chova, then you don't have to. And apparently, the other man down world, no, doesn't matter. You never have to, right? Okay. Again, this is the kind of svar. It seems like Rashbam was this was outruling when he said that the matzah has to be, you know, that it's only well, it depends on the shulchan. Yeah. Because in terms of immediacy, it's not going to help you if it's one big table. But the big question is what does he mean that it's not a Shem Chovah? I mean, if, for instance, if I eat bread, there's a Chovah to say a bracha, right? And but all year round, you know, it's not a Chiv to say, I have to say, I want to say, on earth. Right, what does he mean there? What does he mean by that? Shem Chovah, what does he mean?
Philosophically.
You're right. So, I mean, Simul Pshah, he means that all year round, you know, there's no Chiv, you don't have to eat bread. The eating of the bread isn't a Chovah. And, you know, I mean, I guess you do it to have a suda, but whatever. No, it's not a maisa, it's not a maisa, it's not a maisa chova. So if you don't have to have hana. Now, it's true, as long as you're having hana, you have to say bracha. But here, it's like a maisa mitzvah, so somehow the bracha gets dragged along into the chova. Right? And that sounds like what he's doing, right? Now, Shaya's message is a good point. Is he talking about, because you want, what has to be taken for you, the hamotzi or the alchilas matzah? Or both? Right. If it is what you're suggesting, Shai, that it's because the achilas matzah, you should. So what's he bothered by all year round? Doesn't do it all year round. All year round, there's no. You should say because now it's a berachah mitzvah, and the berachah mitzvah has to be taken, and the berachah nanan doesn't have to be taken. You know what I mean? Like other than what's he, berachah matzah also, right? And that's why I was saying. It seems like the chiluk here is not what kind of bracha it is, whether it's berachah mitzvah, berachah nanan, but whether it's chova or not. And since it's a schova, so it has to be taken. Now, which one has to be taken? Presumably both. Arguably both. They both have to be taken. You would see. I mean, you can argue. You can think about it. But it seems like both. But, right. But the question is, what is on to it? Who cares? What does schova have to take it? I mean, apparently when I pass around the bread all year long, there's no hafzik. So what kind of thing is this? Well, what kind of halacha is this? I have to have taken it. Well, why? So it's a schova, so what? So it's a chova, but so what? But there's no hafzik. Like, how does chova, what's the logic to say that chova introduces the idea of tekef, you know? Oh, that's a problem here. But just to get into, I'm not sure that this is necessarily a fruitful path, but it's an interesting path anyways. And just, like, what Tosis is referring to, this idea that bracha here is a chova and not, is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Okay, you may be familiar with that. You may not be. But basically you have it's in the end of the third parak. Okay? End of the third parak. It's You don't really need a Gemara. If you have a Gemara, it's good. You can get one, but fine. So basically the question is it's a basic principle, is that you could always be motzi someone in a bracha. In a bracha, in a bracha. Afpish yatsamotzi is principle. Even though I was already yotze a mitzvah, I'm allowed to be with a bracha, I'm allowed to be motzi someone else again. I'm allowed to be motzi someone in a mitzvah that I already did. Why am I allowed to do that? You know? Yes, because Kodesh HaRavim tells that. So when I was Ayavachli, I'm like an Arav to him, like a co-signer, I guess they call it, right? If I'm an Arav to him, to help him, not only do I have to do mitzvah myself, I have to help him do mitzvah. So if he needs the mitzvah, so I'm like somehow like able to make a bracha for him. Okay? So that's all mitzvahs. You can always do that. All brachas, you can do that, the Gemara says. Kol brachas kulan. Afish yatsamotzi. Chutz mi berchas alacham berchas hayayim. She'em lo yatsamotzi v'em yatsayin amotzi. When it comes to a berchas ananen, okay, when it comes to berchas ananen, it doesn't work. Okay, you can only be motzi someone else's berchas ananen if you're chayiv. And Rashi explains. So, yeah, only if you're eating. He says, all berchas ananen. She'em chova. There's no chova of berchas ananen. Ela she'asher le'anos min olam azev lo bracha. So it's an isser, it's an usser, it's usser to have an awful lot of zillah, but there's no chiyav, but it was zuin kan arvus. Here there's no arvus. She'eno chova al ha'adam. There's no chova. Lo lasani lo libra. Who said you have to have an awful? You decide you want to have an awful. So it's your problem, then you have to make a racha. But there's no chova. In other words, when a guy has the chova, so I'm an arev, what's the arev that I have to help him out and make, allow him to do his chiyav. So therefore, it's that obligation of me, that the fact that I have to do it allows me to be motzi. But while he works on Nanim, there's no halacha of an Arev. An Arev to help him have an on? I mean, he doesn't have an on. He doesn't have an on. It's only when there's a chiyuv. You know what I mean? You with me so far? Okay. So the Gemara asks there, it says, Boy Rava, Birchas halacham shel matzah, u birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayel mahu. What about the hamotzi by matzah? Right? The hamotzi by matzah, which yechayev, there is a chova. Even though it's a birchas on Nanim, but there's a chova. What about there? Right? Or Kiddush. Or let's say wine, Hagafen, and Kiddush. Do you say Kiva Mahu? Kiva the Chova, who Mahathik? Do you say that? Now it's a Chova? Now it's a Chova? O Dilma, Bracha, Lav Chova. You say that even though I am a Chuyav Vidavra, like as a Gavra, I'm a Chuyav to do it. But the Chavtsa, the Bracha, isn't really a Chova. It's just a normal person. It just happens to be because of this situation, it became a Chova on me to do it. Right? So how do you treat that? Does that work? Does that not work? So the Gemara answers, Tashma, Dalma Ravashi, Ki Avin and Beir of Papi have a Mekadesh Lan, V'chavi Asi Arise, Medabra have a Mekadesh Lan. So basically, you see, Papi did it. He did it by Pri Agafen of Kiddush. He did it even though he's already outside. So he says, you see, apparently, you consider that a Chobah. You consider that a Chobah. So you see, they consider the Bracha of Pri Agafen by Kiddush, and the Bracha of Hamotzi in Matzah, to be chova, and therefore arvas applies to that. Therefore, you say that basically a guy is a chovas bracha. There's a chovas bracha, so you don't treat it like a bracha rishas, but it's a bracha shal chova. And since it's a bracha shal chova, so therefore you could be motzi someone else. You motzi someone else, even though you're not chayav. Arvas applies to it. Okay, fine. Right, that's the Gemara. So the reason, I mean, it seems related, right? Because this is what he's saying here is that here the hamotzi on Leil Pesach is a chova, it's a berachas chova, right? But on regular, it's not a berachas chova, it's just a berachas rishos. So that's what I think Tosfos is saying, is that when it's a berachas chova, so then you have a din of a tekev. Yeah. But when it's not a berachas chova, when it's just a berachas rishos, then you don't have a din of miyah. Okay? I mean, when I was talking so with Ilan, Ilan Shemay, he made the association this morning. Yeah, but when you see it, I think it fits in well, like the way he's talking, that Tosfos is referring to this. Tosfos knows about this Gemara. You know what I mean? And he's talking about it. He's using these terms, you know? The Shem Baruch says, He l'shem chova. Shayimus is not a chova. I mean, that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about over there. And the Gemara concludes that is chova. I mean, that's what the Gemara concludes. So presumably that's what Tosfos is, and then, you know. Problem is what does that have to do with Tekev? So, what? Who cares? Why does that have anything to do with Tekev? Why does the fact that it's chova demand Tekev? And that's machlokas, really. Does it demand Tekev or does it not? I mean, the guy holds that you don't have to, the way we hold, you don't need a shulchan, you don't need a matzah in front of everybody, apparently holds, you don't need Tekev here. Doesn't happen, there's still no din of Tekev. That's the question. What's machlokas? What's the idea? hopefully, and then we'll do next. So we'll do this, and then next we'll do is, after this, the Kiras HaShulchan. You'll see there's a, what's this idea of a Kiras HaShulchan? So you look at, there's a Rashbam and Tosus, both talk about it. Tosus of Lama Open HaShulchan. Basically the question is, what is a Kiras HaShulchan? What functions? What do we do nowadays for a Kiras HaShulchan? And see, there's a funny sheet about, then it gets into Basar is that. There's one version of what nowadays, and then there's a type of question about whether or not you're okay the Shulchan with the Shnei Tavshil or not. And that's because of Mekach Makon. So you may have to look at that Gemara. Mekach Makon is on Kuvtes Ayin on my base. It's the very beginning of the Gemara there. Never talk to you, you'll see. I think they make clear. But it's right at the Gemara. I'm aware of it. So Hashem, right? It says about Shnei Kosh Mekach Makon. So maybe we'll do that Gemara also. I don't know if we'll get to all that tomorrow, but that's where we're at. Okay, just finish up. Just work through this tomorrow.